And so today, as I look around, I see young and I see old, I see gay and straight, I see black, white, Asian and Latinos, environmental activists. I see a beautiful mosaic of the term in activists. And together, here and all over the world, we say, no war on Iran. No war, no way.
No war, no way.
No troops, no bombs.
No troops, no bombs.
No killer drones.
No killer drones.
No killer sanctions.
No killer sanctions.
Not in Iran, not in the Middle East, not anywhere. Peace now.
Peace now.
And this is Willie Terry, the Roman labor correspondent, still here at the anti-war demonstration, and I have as my guest Reverend McNeil, and she's with the Poor People Campaign and the Labor Religious Coalition. And how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks, Willie.
So give me your thoughts on this. I know the Poor People Campaign has one of their principles, you know, anti-war stand. So give me your thoughts and probably some of the things that the Poor People Campaign are doing around this.
Yeah, well, the Poor People's Campaign was very encouraged that this is happening and proud to support actions like this that are happening all over the state and the country. And I think today was a really excellent demonstration of how all the different issues that our communities are fighting against are connected. And it is very clear that continued investment in war and destruction around the world makes it impossible for us to build just communities at home. And so that's it's critical to have that understanding at the center of what we do. And so I was encouraged today to see people coming out from all kinds of organizations that do all kinds of different work, and to hear people explicitly drawing those connections between racial injustice at home and the wars that we're fighting abroad, between economic injustice and defunding of programs that meet people's needs because we're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on each bomb that we drop over. And also, I think it was important to be reminded that as we protest to stop a war with Iran, we're continuing to fight wars and drop bombs on six different countries right now. And we can't let up the call also to end the war in Afghanistan and Iraq and wars in other countries, the use of drones, and just the devastation that we're causing against these communities all over the world, even as we speak.
And the last speaker got up there and said that you know, although we do demonstrations and protests, that we have to do more. You know, so tell me some of the things that the Poor People Campaign have on their plate that they're beginning to do, some of the activities.
We absolutely have to do more. And part of that is long-term organizing, building masses of people who see the connections between these issues and develop the commitment that they can take action together. We have a mass march and assembly in Washington, D.C. coming up on June 20th, 2020. And this will bring tens of thousands of people together, again, across different issues from all over the country, directly impacted folks by all these injustices that we're talking about, to make a statement that we need our political parties and leaders to center these issues and to give answers to how they're going to address them. June 20th is after the primaries, but right before the party conventions. And the goal is to really have a mass presence that forces the conversation as we enter into this important political time to stop talking about the crap they want to talk about, and talk about poverty and racism and militarism and environmental devastation.
So how could one get in touch with the Poor People Campaign if they might want to be part of this?
Here in New York State, the website for the Poor People's Campaign is nyspppc.org. Folks can also go to poorpeoplescampaign.org, which is the national site, and sign up to come to the march. And also there's forms on those sites to send us a message if you want to get more involved. And we have lots going on between now and then as we get people ready to go to D.C. in June.
Okay. All right. That's Reverend McNeil from the Poor People Campaign and the Labor Religious Coalition. Thank you.
Thank you, Willie.
Yeah, this is Willie Terry, your Roman Labor correspondent. Still here at the anti-war rally where the people are finally leaving, but it was a big rally and a lot of information. And I'm here with the final speaker, her name is
Brittany Ramos de Barros.
And Brittany, in your speech, you talked about that protests and rallies are good, but it's not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So could you just tell me a little bit more about why it's not enough?
Yeah. Well, I think we have about 507 out of 535 members of our Congress. That's almost the entire Congress who are receiving campaign contributions from defense contractors. Defense contractors are these corporations who profit, whose stocks climb every single time we drop one of those bombs, every time we expand our military operations or continue our military operations. And so, you know, I was thinking about my fellow veteran and activist Mike Prisner, who gave a speech in 2010, and he said, "This is not our government. This is not our government, this is their government." And so our rallies are important for us to get energized, to get together, but it's not gonna stop these wars. And if we haven't learned that after 19, 20 years, I don't know what could teach us that, you know? So we have got to be willing to take risk and to become dangerous to those power structures in order to actually hit them where it hurts, which is in the pocketbook, which is in production. That's what they care about, right? And in the voting booths.
And one thing I was struck that you said in your speech, you gave some statistics about the killing, you know, that a lot of people probably are not aware of.
Yeah.
Could you just tell me that one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I talked about how just this week, one of our drone strikes killed 10 Afghan civilians, about how millions of people have been marching in Iraq. Millions of people turned out in a march just yesterday. And in the last 48 hours, 12 of those Iraqi protesters were killed by the security forces, and over 600 have been killed by those security forces since October. I talked about how since we started this so-called war on terror, 335,000 civilians, 335,000 civilians have been killed. And we sold these wars to the American people by saying it was to help them. But how could that be to help them, you know, at destroying their economies, their infrastructure, all of these things? And I pointed out, because I think it's hard for people to wrap their minds around that number, that that's almost 3.5 times the population of Albany. So imagine if the entire population of Albany had been killed, not once, twice, more than 3 times over, you know, and that's the scale of the violence that we're talking about, and that's just the civilians that have been killed.
And Brittany, just one last question. Just to talk to the people just sitting at home, waiting on the Super Bowl, what would you tell them why they should get involved?
Well, because it affects all of us. And we're seeing these things about the crisis that our environment is. There's no institution on the face of this planet that destroys the environment more than the U.S. military. It burns more than 10 million gallons of oil a day. A day. And that doesn't even include all the toxicity from the bombs, from the testing, right? All of those things that are just destroying our planet. And that affects every single one of us. It's using our resources. We've spent $5.4 trillion on these wars that could have been used, but they tell us that we can't afford food stamps. We can't afford health care. People are dying because they can't afford their insulin. And meanwhile, we have money for these to harm other poor brown people. And then the spillover from those wars is it's traumatizing the people who come back and then are in our communities, right? Our veteran relatives who are traumatized by the moral injury of realizing when they go that they weren't fighting for freedom, they weren't fighting for safety like we were told, you know, that we were told this lie, that we were used for people's profit. And that destroys our communities, right? That increases alcoholism and drug addiction and abuse and all kinds of things that just break down our very families and our loved ones. The excess equipment that is generated from these defense contractors goes to our police departments. And studies show that these police departments that have these military equipments that they've been clad immediately just from having that equipment, the number of reports of excessive use of force and killing of unarmed people increases just from having that equipment, right? Because it completely starts to shift the mindset of the purpose of those police, right? So I can't even name the number of ways that it affects us and that it's in our best interest, and also reminding us that if we care about poor people and black people and brown people here, right, that we can't disregard that it should be enough. It should be enough alone, even if it wasn't impacting us directly, the level of violence that we're carrying out, that this government is carrying out in our name, for us to say, no, we're not going to allow this to continue. We're not going to allow this to be done in our name.
Okay. All right. That's Brittany Ramos. You're with the Poor People Campaign.
I'm with the Poor People's Campaign, and I'm with About Face Veterans Against the War. So if you're a veteran and you have similar feelings like this, check us out at aboutfaceveterans.org. And we're all post 9/11 veterans who are doing this work to try to end the wars that we participated in.
All right. Thank you, Brittany.
Yeah, thank you so much.